This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. A few weeks ago on the show, I said that you know you're getting old when your heroes start to die. That was me talking about the amazing rapper Gift of Gab, who had just passed away. This week, we lost another one. Zumbi was the MC half of the hip-hop duo Zion I. For decades, they were stalwarts of the Bay Area hip-hop scene. It hardly felt like a rap show unless Zumbi was stalking the stage and his partner Amp Live was behind him, playing the pads of his MPC sampler like they were an electronic drum kit. Zion I put out their first record in 2000. Mind Over Matter remains an underground classic, with Amp providing hard hip-hop drums and sort of ethereal electronic sounds, and Zumbi, who's shifting style finds all the nooks and crannies of those beats.
Dear Lord, you show me the best of times, show me the worst of times. Confusion all over my mind, but still I keep busting rhymes. And I fight for what I want, but I die for what I need. And I watch my people bleed while vultures steady feed. We proceed with the mic blessed, fashioned in your likeness. More deadlier than vipers, lyric, spirit snipers, ignite us. We'll be candles in the dark, solid like Noah's Ark.
Zumbi was never scared to grasp for profundity. He was never scared to rock a crowd or get a party started either. And for two decades, he was, as we say in hip-hop, true. And he was true even in the toughest circumstances. Zumbi was born and raised in Oakland, and he lived in Oakland with his family, at least until a few years ago when he lost the house he was renting there, thanks to a landlord who, let's say, wanted a different kind of tenant. As Zumbi and his family packed up and moved out, they rolled cameras, and the result was a song and an attendant music video called Tech Money. As Zumbi raps in the foreground of the video, we see his kids in the background putting their toys into boxes. We see Zumbi thumbing through his bills and his rental applications. We see furniture leaving the house. Maybe you've heard about gentrification in the Bay Area. Now you feel it.
Yeah. Seen it in the 90s with the dot-coms. Condo, shiny poppin' John Dons. We was still grimy, you had no charm. Mainline money till it's no fun. Turn Mission Street to a lounge act. Drunk frat boys where they found at. End up missing how you love that. When your crown gets christened all the brown cats. Got pushed out, this ain't your house.
Zumbi was 49 years old, a vibrant 49 by all accounts. He did Tai Chi every day. He had three children. On GoFundMe right now, you can find a memorial fund to get those kids through college and through the loss of their father. You can find it by searching for GoFundMe and Zumbi, Z-U-M-B-I. We'll post a link on our website too. And listen, can I ask you something? Go to Bandcamp and buy those amazing Zion I records. Send a few bucks to those beautiful kids. And please, go get vaccinated against this horrible virus. Your people need you. Anyway, in 2009, Zumbi and Amp Live brought Zion I to my stage, guesting on a live taping of our show at San Francisco Sketchfest. They were gracious guests, and they really brought the heat. Let's go out this week on a sincere and deeply felt tribute to what makes the Bay Area special. Here's Zumbi, Amp Live, and singer Martin Luther performing Zion I's The Bay.
All right, we're going to switch it up a little bit. This is hip-hop right here, so. We want to engage with the community. We call, please call back. That's how we do it. It's my boy Amp Live on the beats. I'm Zumbi, Zion I Crew. First song we're going to do is called The Bay. Feel free to clap. Just clap. Clap. Oh! Hey, let it go, let the good take hold. I'm a brother from the west who was blessed with a soul. Let me tell you about a place you probably don't know. Still living Cali, got a style, cultural. We was known for the 60s, Panthers, hippies. Now we known for murders, pimps, and 360. Sideshows, high-speed chases, too. And a crack epidemic that'll turn you blue. Plus an AIDS epidemic that'll end you, too. It's the yay, baby bubba, and I thought you knew. Oakland to Vallejo, Vallejo to the Zay. Zay to the Skull, a.k.a. as the Bay. You unique, so to speak, a whole lot of ways. Hardly get the love, we close to LA. Got our own slang, but everybody took it. Now we going dumb down the Ave, driving crooked. Sing along, this your part right here.
In the Bay.
Come on. Louder. In the Bay, 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 Bay. Little Cuddy Cove on the north of Pacific. Beach always cold, don't get the game twisted. Thugs repossessed to the death, packing biscuits. Weed almost legal, the trees are terrific. We got cannabis clubs, Filipino, blacks, Latinos from all over the map. Chinese and Vietnamese, so don't get jacked. Samoan, Indian, Tongans, Thais. It's the Bay, homie, and we multiply. We never act shy, it's time to ride. And we claim Tupac as a source of pride. So we claim Tupac as a source of pride. Let it go. Let me bless the flow, people. Here we go, here we go, here we go. From the street to the beach, flatlands to peak. To the freaks in the Jeep, driving by BB. To the heat, need to see. To the cop, on the beat. To the rich, living sweet. To the poor, feeling weak. To the youth and the beast, HP, Third Street. Telegraph to the Ave, north to the deep east. Telegraph to the Ave, north to the deep east. Telegraph to the Ave, north to the deep east. To the youth and the beast, HP, Third Street. Telegraph to the Ave, north to the deep east. This go. It's y'all part again. Let's go.
In the Bay.
Right side. Sounds good. In the Bay. Bay, 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 Bay. Break it down.
That's the end of another episode of Bullseye. Bullseye is created from the homes of me and the staff of Maximum Fun in and around Greater Los Angeles, California. We're working in the office a little bit, overlooking beautiful MacArthur Park in Los Angeles, where our producer Jesus Ambrosio attended his first Free Levitt Pavilion concert this summer. They're back. He saw the local ska group, the Paranoias, because Jesus loves ska. The show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our senior producer is Kevin Ferguson. Our producer is ska enthusiast Jesus Ambrosio. Production fellows at Maximum Fun are Richard Roby and Valerie Moffitt. No word on whether they enjoy ska. We get help from Casey O'Brien. I don't think he's into ska, but he does like the Twins. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, also known as DJW. He's more of a soul and hip-hop guy. Our theme song is by The Go Team. Thanks to them and to their label Memphis Industries for sharing it with us. They've got a new record. You should go check it out. You can also keep up with Bullseye on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. We post all our interviews there. And I think that's it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross-country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.